Hello, my name is Remy and I like to talk. I love Weibo, and this is me just documenting my life's experiences, you know, as I go, the mistakes I make, the things I have learned and all of that. So if you like Weibo, if you like to just listen to people talk at your leisure time, this is where you should be. You know, we learn, unlearn, and we learn a lot of things here. Not forgetting to spread love, joy, and a lot of hugs. Don't forget, it is vibes all the way from here. So if you are in on any of the things that I have mentioned, this is the place that you should be. You are now about to listen to another episode of the Omnivore Podcast. Come along. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Omnivore Podcast. Disclaimer, this is about to be a very chaotic episode. You can tell that I'm smiling, if you can hear, because I don't understand why my guest is already making me laugh too much. See, these are the perks of having your friends do things with you. Before you get serious, it's taking a very long time. But anyways, welcome to another episode of Omnivore Podcast. The last episode you heard was me talking about my birthday and how 22 was making me feel. And I just want to tell you people that, see, a lot has happened since March. Or was it April I released? A lot has happened. And then if I was really like enthusiastic about life at that time, right now I'm at zero. I'm at like minus five. I don't really send like that. Nothing really concerns me again. I don't know if you know that video, Sha, but yeah, I don't really care. But it's really nice to record again. There was a time that I didn't even know I have the willpower to hold a microphone or sit in front of a microphone to do anything, but here we are. So cheers to that. I have a guest today, and then when I was talking to him about it, I told him that he's the perfect fit I could think of right now to do this episode with me, just because he's the perfect fit and then he could fit into anything else. His head is swelling now. I'm not going to introduce him because I need him to do a proper introduction for himself. So, dear Nath, could you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Oh, hi guys. I'm Nathaniel, and she's right. I'm funny. Some people say I'm smart. That's pretty much it. You know, I don't really know how to introduce myself. So, I'm glad to be here. And to be honest, sapper depression is touching everybody. So, I can relate to what she's saying. You know, when there's no credit alert, there's no willpower. The credit alert fuels the willpower. And
his own depression is money. His money. If you give Nathaniel money now, he'll be fine.
If I give you money, will you be fine?
Well, lie, I'll be fine, Sha. But that one is like, don't worry. And okay, that part where he said some people say he's smart, he's a nerd.
I'm not.
And let me tell you people, in my whole circle of friends, I'm the olodo.
That's a lie.
If you've ever made me think I'm smart, then you don't know my friends. So, see, he said that's a lie.
Disclaimer, I'm not a nerd. Please, only two people call me a nerd. You and my babe. So, please.
Exactly, because that is what he is, but we're not going to argue about that. So, my topic, before I forget, is just me talking about having older friends, the pros and the cons. And I basically think that if there's anybody to talk to you about the experience of having older friends, I am the right person. But Nath, we have a tradition on this podcast where we have rants. So I'll let you go first. Is there anything that has been pissing you off lately, that's been bothering you, that you want to talk about, and you feel like, you know?
Thank you. I needed this. I need to vent.
Oh, yeah, now.
IKADC, you and God. Your punishment will start here on earth and to end in heaven. These guys have been denying me my rights. If I check somewhere in the constitution, it's there. I can sue them, but I don't even have money to get lawyer.
Sorry.
For like 1 week now, how will I be managing 5 units of light for 5 days? I cannot on TV. I even on TV yesterday. I said, okay, let me watch Man City Liverpool. DSTV said, not today. Imagine, 5 units for 5 days. See, it's not even fair. And there's hot sun. At least if there's lights, I'll bill my father. At least I can on small AC. Abi. So the pro... Some you don't have money, even when you gather small money to buy lights, they don't want to give you lights.
They don't let you use your thing.
Then when you even on the AC self, Lagos sun, see climate, why is it raining today and it was very sunny yesterday? You rub sunscreen, you'll be sweating. See, this Nigeria, everything is just pissing me off.
You have wanted to do skincare.
I don't do skincare. Have people in your life that will give you free skincare. That's what I'll tell you guys. And yeah, that's it. But it's not fair. Plus, I need money. So yeah, that's like.
So that's basically it, I mean.
Exactly. That's
it. Nathaniel's rant is that Lagos is showing you shiggy. That's just like a summary. Anyways, my own rant, I think I did an introduction on one half of the rant, but the part I want to talk about right now is not necessarily a rant per se. I feel this is quite emotional. Not like emotional. It has happened, but me talking about it again makes me feel kind of, you know. So, I don't know if I'm just the only one, but Twitter is like my diary. I just go there to tweet.
Well, opposite.
Whatever. Like, I just feel like, well, I've not blown yet. I've not even blown first. So let me just be tweeting my thing. Shout out to Buju. We all know what happened with Buju.
Spaghetti man.
We know what happened with Buju earlier. That's like the highlight of this month. So there's this babe. Her name is Joy. I don't think I've met her before. And we're mutuals on Twitter. So this certain day, she tweets something and I'm like, you know when you see something and you're like, this thing must definitely be for me.
Mm.
This person is talking to me. So I think I liked one of her tweets just scrolling, and then she left a message for me on Twitter, and then I read it and I'm like, I DM her and say, was this for me? And she says, yes. She was panicking, but I thought I'd find her. I actually found this tweet. So I'd like to read the tweet to you guys. Joy says, babe, your tweets get me so worried, but I don't want to reach out to you because there's nothing I can do.
Mm.
You're doing so well and I want you to get better and you've got this. I saw it and I melted. I'm not going to lie because this is somebody who, I tweet a lot of funny things and all of that. So for her to like see the switch from me being so happy and bumpy to being not even sure about where my life is headed through my tweets or something to me. So we had like a full-on conversation about things. I didn't really go deep, Sha, but we just touched on some things, but I found it very nice that she could relate to some shit that I was going through or that I am going through. But that was like a virtual hug, and then she even helped me find out if my Twitter was shadow banned. At least we spoke about a lot of things. So basically the crux of this gist or this rant is that, and also see a lot of you you see my tweets and I know that it's an open diary, like I mentioned earlier, but I don't need you to always call me or text me every time you see my tweets. Just, you make it worse for me. I don't know how to explain this, but you make it really worse for me when I'm tweeting and then you are not liking. You are the ghosts that are my mutuals. You're not liking, you're not retweeting, you're not commenting, but you are calling me and you want to know what's up with me. It's cute, but you're making things worse at that moment for me because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say, but you want me to talk. Thank you very much, yo, but I'll be fine. At least I've only had thoughts of unaliving. I've not really proceeded to do it, so don't worry, I'm here with you guys.
Don't try it.
I'm here. See, somebody's already threatening me not to try it. I'm here with you guys. I'm not going anywhere. So that's basically my rant, though. I'm not fine, so leave my tweets the way they are. Like them.
Send us money.
And send us money. Nathaniel just wants money. We all want money, but this Nathaniel's one is on another level. So yeah, that's basically just this. I don't want to go on and on and on with.
Guess what? Some people will call you after listening.
Wallahi, I know. I slept very early last night because of the calls that came because of one thing. But that's how I'm feeling now. Why you people? Do you know? It's not even an Amebo thing. Afa, do you know Remy's handle on Twitter? Follow her before you know. What's the handle? And like, all of them will now follow when you tweet or when you when I now tweet about my work, maybe when I post about my blog or something on my podcast, you people will not do anything or you will not. But when I now tweet that I'm suicidal or I'm depressed, that's when people now show face. I beg, don't make things worse for me. I love you guys, but don't make things worse for me. Just, I'm like at the edge and like in the middle. If you tip me, I feel four. So just don't make things worse
guess
for me.
Guess what? I'm Superman. I'll catch you.
We just spoke about superpowers. You guys, I was telling Nath that I have a superpower and he was laughing at me. Let me even tell you people, I have two superpowers. Now, I've always been saying this thing. I'm a shapeshifter. I'm not going to go deep on that. I shapeshift. That's it. Period. second superpower that I just fully like welcomed into my life is the fact that I just look at people. I know what they can do. I know their potentials. I just know what they can do.
Mm.
And then when we converse about stuff, they just confirm it. Don't do whom? Should I tell them what we said?
The Lulu is the solulu, or how they used to say that thing. That's what's doing.
Should I tell them what we said? Don't cast Should I tell me. Them about your own?
Don't cast me.
Uh-huh. So don't tell me that I'm the Lulu.
But I told you before.
I have it. Yeah. I have a superpower. Okay. I have two superpowers, in fact.
That's nice.
Yeah, Nat does not agree. So many people will not agree too. They didn't believe in Batman and Superman, especially Spider-Man. So
those guys aren't real. Let's be serious here.
Stop now.
Okay, sorry. Let's continue.
Anyways, quickly, I just want to talk about how having older friends is so good, and yeah, the pros and the cons. I think I'd like to first chip in the fact that I've never really had friends that are I have very few friends, very select few that are like my age mates or my age bracket. Most of them are usually older than me or younger. So now, what's your experience with friendship? Have you ever noticed? Because it took me like a while to notice and accept the fact that I have way older friends. Do you have older friends?
Yeah, a few of them. I think we're in the same boat. I don't have like a large pool of friends, but right. Yeah, I have some older friends. I think majorly colleagues turned friends, and you know, just people that if I say this thing now, you call me a nerd. But you know, when our wavelengths, like, you know, there are some people now
that your
wavelengths used to wavelength. So so I don't know. I found it, guys, don't insult me, but like, yeah, older people, I don't know, I tend to have greater conversations with them, maybe because they've seen life more than I have, which is probably one of those things. But yeah, I have quite a number of older friends.
Yeah, so yeah, that means Nat and I were on the same boat. I must tell you that having older friends is sweet. It's very, very nice, because there's some things that you want to do, but they've gone ahead of you, so they could tell you like their experiences and you could learn from it. So could you like tell me at least one or two, okay, let's do it like this. Tell me one pro and one con, like one good and one bad thing each of having older friends.
Okay, so the kind of older friends I have, let's start from the bad and end with the good. So they don't really understand what's going on with the Gen Z.
Exactly. Right.
So like some things amaze them and I'm like, guy, what kind of reality are you in? Like, you know, so sometimes it may be hard to understand on the social level, you know, to get them to understand or relate in some kind of way. Not that it's all that formal, right? But there's a way we Gen Z do it. See the way we are laughing and, you know, ranting and vibing. My older friends, right, the ones I've, you know, I'm friends with, experience, they're not like that. You know, they're just up and about, straightforward, and they don't relate to all these Gen Z things. But the pros, there are a lot though. But I think one thing with older friends is they'll always be there, in my own experience, right? They always turn up. Like, you need them to be there for you, they'll be there. You need them to do something, they'll be there. Advice, they'll be there. When you're happy, they'll be there. When you're sad, they'll be there. So like, in my experience, they always turn up. My guys can disappoint me, something can always come up, but those older guys or older friends, they know how to be there. And if they are not there, they will definitely compensate in a way that, you know, you won't forget. So I think in my own circle of like friends, with the older friends, these are the things I get to experience with them. So yeah, that's it. I think
we've done. That's a good one. That's a good one. I think for me, they used to tell me that, oh, they like having me around because I'm smart. That thing feels like a compliment. At the same time, does not, because now imagine you being the youngest, like a child among adults, and then they just pick sense from the child once in a while, but then the other times they're just fooling and they're just watching you and they're like, okay, what are you doing?
Fooling is allowed sometimes, but 2023 fooling.
Thick fooling. Let's not talk about 2023 fooling. I know a lot of people fooled this year. A lot of us fooled this year. Let's not say
us?
People. No. Don't worry. I think I saw a tweet one time that somebody said there are some L's, that there are some things that you do, eh? It's only you and your God that have to know about it. Nobody else has to know. So
someone even said, if not that God is omniscient or something.
I saw that one too.
Should not even know.
True, because there's something. You'll be like, why did I do that? Why? What made me do that? Anyways, so I think for me, it's good. But one of the things I don't like about having older friends is they've gone before you. So say you're still in school, they're done. Some are even doing their masters, they're married. Career-wise, some of them are even that place that you're dreaming and fantasizing to be. They are already there and then they're milking it. So they automatically do not have that time that you think or you want them to have for you. Like that time for small talk and pep talk and all of that, they don't have it because it's not like it's their fault, but they are really busy with other things that life is throwing at them. So that time that you need or you feel like you need to spend with them, they do not have it compared to other friends that are probably younger than you are or in your same age bracket. So I'm wondering, how do you think that somebody who is caught in the space of having older friends or being drawn to or attracted to older people, how do you manage that cycle of, you know, it's either I'm busy, they're not, or they're busy and I'm not? How do you handle all of that?
So one thing I've always believed in life, right, is to start with, it may or may not matter or, you know, relate, but nobody's like responsible for your state of mind or your happiness or something. So if you catch yourself being attracted to older friends who don't always have your time or who are busy, it's your responsibility to keep yourself occupied or, you know, do things that, how I put it, do things that make you
feel... But you know, it doesn't always work that way now.
Well, you have to make it work. See, we're Nigerians, we know how to adapt. I know it's not easy, actually.
See, that statement that's led many people to depression. I mean, let's be realistic.
Is it not real?
It's always like, true? Oh, you'll find a way. Don't worry, you'll be fine. You'll sort yourself.
Well, I actually hate that statement. Don't tell me I'll be fine or I'll find a way.
Don't like it.
But generally, we just know Nigerians to survive. But don't tell me. Like, we
suffering and smiling.
Exactly. But back to the subject matter. I mean, you can't... I don't know. You can't... You can't change them, right? So at best, you just have to understand that, okay, this is the kind of relationship that you have and this is just how it's going to be. Like I said, they'll always be there sometimes. All these rants, chit chat, they won't be there. So navigating it is actually difficult because you don't even know. You always want to have your friends around. Sometimes you need them, and when they're not available, it makes you sad and all of that. But I think that's just like one of those things attached to having older friends. If we were talking about younger friends, you know, it'd be a different thing we're talking about. But it's just one of those things. And I think I don't know. There's no really practical solution to dealing with it. You just have to know that, okay, it comes with the package. It's just like you are going to marry someone into a profession that's always busy. You know, it comes with the package and you'll have to deal with it one way or the other. So I think it's just one of those things. And maybe that's why even God that is allowing you to be drawn closer to those friends knows that you have one kind of virtue of maybe patience and endurance that, you know, can go with it. But really, it just comes with the package. And I don't know, for me, I feel like I've gotten to a point where I just live with it, maybe because I have other friends that, you know, are my age bracket or younger and can compliment.
I wanted to chip in the fact that one of the ways to help is that have people in your... I know when you've tasted something higher than you, you want to feel proud and not want to meddle with kids, quote unquote. But just to have a balance, just have people in your age bracket or people that are moving at the same pace as you are, so that you'll be able to have balance.
Exactly. That's why when your older friends are not responding, you used to text me. So
why did you say that?
No.
Why did you
that's
say that?
I always text you. That's a practical example. When they are not...
You are projecting.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But is it true? It's not true.
Okay.
You're projecting. Maybe that's what you do. You're not projecting on me.
What do I do? I don't do that.
Maybe when your older friends are kind of busy or something, you remember your other...
No, I'm not like that, no.
So why are you not telling me that I'm like that?
Well, who knows?
Oh, more men. Please, where there is to sign up friendships, man. I'm done. I'm done with this one with Nav. I'm super done. You're not going to say anything about that.
I don't know. Don't be done.
Okay.
Don't be done.
Okay. There's still pride. I can still sense some pride there, but yeah. So I think that's That is like the shortest ever. And I made it short on purpose because I don't want to get too emotional about my life. I don't want to answer questions. But I was thinking about it in church that, come, is it only me? Every time my own mental health is always down. I cannot count how many times on this podcast that I'm always saying that the reason why I'm stalling, or part of the reasons why I'm stalling recording this and that. Although I've learned that the other reasons I used to think were valid are not valid. I've learned to start with what I have and make do with what it is and enjoy it while at it. So before we go, I just want to read some tweets. I bookmark things a lot. I mean, Twitter is my favorite
Welcome
app.
Welcome to case, my club.
In case you don't know, Twitter is, they call it X now, right? That's my favorite app.
Yeah.
It's like my shrink, kind of. So, and it's a very good distraction. So I used to bookmark a lot of things, some things that are helpful and some things that are very questionable. And for a while, there's this thing that's been trending on Twitter that says, what opinion about something will get you in social position?
Oh.
So if you've been on Twitter for long, you will know. So this one says, what opinion about dating will have you in this position? And a guy called Jay quotes the tweet and says, normalize dating people within your IQ level to avoid explaining obvious things. Now, the major reason why I quoted this thing, it's not like I've been with anybody before I've dated, but just like talking stage or talking with people. And then I just realized that, why is your IQ so low?
Damn.
If you're listening to this, I'm not sorry. I don't care. If you think it's you, it's you. Why do I have to explain myself? Do you know how hard it is to be cracking jokes or be on some sarcasm level and then somebody's there thinking, so you're trying to insult me? What does that mean? So I have to laugh at the joke and then come back to you and explain what I mean. You're not like, oh.
Sir, those people, are they younger or older? Because if it's an older person, then I understand, because
it does not matter. Both younger, majorly, kind of like. But the older is not like far-fetched though. It's not so far.
Yeah.
But they are.
Yes.
That at first I used to forgive and be like, hey, maybe because it's not in my age bracket. So
love is blind.
Explaining.
Don't blind your eye.
I beg. There's nothing. What do you think about that? Dating people in, but apart from that reference I made, dating people in your
IQ bracket or something.
IQ bracket. Makes sense now.
See, this IQ of a thing, I don't know. But yeah, it's nice, but that's not going to be the case. And someone can still have sense and not be in your IQ bracket. Me and, I don't know, who is the smartest woman in the world now by IQ? I'm not in an IQ bracket, but at least I know that I'm smart enough to have good conversations with that kind of person. You can have a good conversation with who? Let's say Einstein was alive. I don't know why I use Einstein, but that,
I know,
so
that
it depends.
Nerd instinct.
It depends. Like, IQ bracket. Okay, what's the bracket? Is it plus or minus 20, plus or minus 30? I'll even know if the person is your IQ bracket or not. The person may not be a sarcastic person or have good sense of humor, but may be great at other things. And maybe the only thing you know how to do is crack jokes. So, I'm not saying you, but like, you get. No. I'm not. No, you use the joke as example. So, like, so let's say the person, one person, person A now, can crack joke, whereas person B does not good at so many other things, like, doesn't have a great sense of humor. So, how do you measure? Like, sure, we're going to check our IQ, but then you will know from some conversations you have. But basically, dates who have sense, IQ bracket or not, you don't need to be in the bracket. Just dates who have sense, like, to be honest. Someone that can relate, have good conversations and all of that.
Said, if your IQ level is, let's use pH meter to measure it. So if you're like a 4.5 or you're 5 to 7, does not mean you can date somebody lower or higher. It can be. So that one, my friend, is basically
just the person should just have sense.
But how do you have sense when you are not on the same IQ level? I don't understand.
Come on, let's be real now. My nephew is what? He's 6 years old. He's definitely not on the same IQ level.
The Nan1 or the cereal like that those children are eating and the milk is on another level. The way
Bless
their brains
you
are
never
forming.
See some other 6 year olds. Don't worry, I'm not insinuating anything.
Don't forget genes too. Imagine his uncle,
okay.
The nerd. Imagine
Stop.
His mom.
Sure, yeah. You don't have to be on the same IQ level. I'll stand on that hill. Like, which, how do you know? What if, see, if I say it now, people will say I'm something. But I don't
say your mind.
Just date someone that has sense. Like, that's it. That's what people say. My person will get sense. Date person will get sense. IQ level, you don't know. just have great conversations, believe like same beliefs, have good morals and all of that.
Be with somebody who understands you.
Well,
I cannot. I feel like if you keep saying IP11 now, does date someone that understands your shit, man?
But that doesn't work now.
It's better than that now. Someone that just understands your bullshit.
Okay, well, true. I can live with it. I can live with it, yes.
So this babe called Gaia Elect, tweeted one time and said, anxiety can show up as irritability. Deep it.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think this goes without saying.
I don't know why it took like some time for it to click in my head, but she's
very
correct.
That's how I feel when I saw the tweet.
She's very correct. Like, if you just read it, you don't need to deep it. It's very correct.
You might not even know first that you're going through some anxiety shit, and then you're just there being irritated.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It happens. That's a that was just like a very simple sentence, and then it meant like deep. And then it's for everybody that has been on that level. That's why you see that we were quiet for a while. It's deep. This one is one of my favorite bookmarks ever. And then there was an argument about it, because I think I quoted the tweet or said something about it. Jay says, cutting people off without explanation, --, or that greater than sign. And I'm like, I'm on that hill till Jesus comes.
It depends.
Because I am of this opinion, strong belief, that people know exactly what they're doing.
That's true.
So if I wake up and say, you know what, fuck it and fuck you, and I don't want to explain anything to you, you know. I don't know if you saw this video of this babe that said her best friend was trying to move to her boyfriend.
I've seen that video like 1 million times pop up on my TL, but I never opened it. I don't know why.
I thought I was avoiding it. Yes. Let me explain it to you. Babe one comes and says, I want to tell you about a story of someone that I thought was my best friend, and apparently she was trying to move to my boyfriend. I don't really remember in details, but it was something about, okay, we were together, you know that I like this guy, I want to move to him, and then you can see the way he's looking at me and everything. But all of a sudden, because you can already see how we are doing, your eyes now tricky. Now takes me back to one tweet I saw. I don't really agree with all these misogynistic guys. But there's one of them that tweeted something that I agree with. He said, women are built in a way that when something you don't naturally like, you don't like something naturally on your own, you don't like it. But because you see it with somebody else, you want it.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you don't like this guy. Maybe you've seen him around. You don't really, just like a random guy. But when you see how he is with your friend or one other woman, you want him. Definitely. Women, he made that reference to women, and it is true, because I have seen it. Women, I don't know if you know that, but girls are built that way.
I've heard stories, like stories of
women. I can tell you for a fact that I agree with him. And if you don't agree, I just pray you don't experience it personally, because girls are like that. So for somebody to now come and say that, she was moving to her boyfriend, she said she was cold. Firstly, said she was cold, and then that the boy borrowed her the jacket. She was supposed to return it the next day. You see the boy every day. You don't return the jacket. You now wear it and you snap on your IG. Second, you add him to your private story. Why are you adding somebody's boyfriend to your private story?
That is, what do they call that thing? When you want to murder someone, but you don't murder someone. What do they call it in court? attempted. That's attempted boyfriend snatching.
That girl was plotting. The babe was plotting. The third one that even caught me off, because when the babe was talking, I was like, maybe. She now said that the guy helped them to set up their apartment. Two best friends that are staying together. The girl's boyfriend came to help them set up their apartment. She now went to get him sandwich, because she knows that that's his favorite. She knows that, he likes his sandwich from this place. So she went to get it for him and then gave it to him without telling the babe. Please tell me that babe was not plotting.
No.
So if that babe now cuts her off, why was she pretending like she didn't know what was happening?
Well.
So that's a very, very, very close to home or very good example of cutting somebody off without explanation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 50-50 with you on that. Generally, I don't know me. People used to shout, I like to shout.
Now, the reason why I said that is because before I actually wake up and say, I don't want to have anything to do with somebody. First off, I don't just wake up and say, I don't have anything to do with NAF again. It's a process. There's something that, this is it here. So there's something that leads to me getting here. So that's how it is. I don't just wake up and say I don't want to have anything to do with anybody or somebody again. There's a process that leads up to it. I probably just stop chatting you up. I don't laugh to your jokes as much. If I send you reels, I stop sending you reels.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. Okay, so that goes to show that let's quickly round this up. This is the last one I want to talk about. I just feel like cutting people off with that explanation. But you've explained to them, you've dropped signs, and then it must have been really hurtful. It have been something really painful for somebody to just cut you off, quote unquote, without explanation. That's how I feel.
Yeah, it's painful. Me, I like to cut people off. I like to tell them what they did wrong. I don't know. Me, I like to say thank you, but I'll tell you that this is the reason I don't want to talk to you, so that you will know what you did. You probably know already, but you know how it hurts me. And if you want to change, I don't really think people change like that. But I don't know. It's just something I do. I'll tell you what you did. So just get out of my face. And once I cut you off, don't bother coming back. So you have no reason to talk. And maybe you want to find closure. And then, I will close it for you.
Closure is clownery.
I will close it for you before you go.
Pick fooling. Don't ask for closure with anybody, guys. Take it from me. Don't you ever ask for closure with anybody. So I think that we said a lot. If I feel short, but we said a lot. Thank you, Nat, for being on this.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Love, laugh.
Normal, funny.
If you laughed, now imagine what I experienced with Nat on like a normal daily basis. So
perks of having a good friend.
Yeah, perks. I'm the good friend that he's referring to, not himself. So
yeah, no. No wala.
So I probably will give you guys one more episode for the year. And Jesus, I'm finally like one celebrity to give you guys. I beg. So I'm going to be dropping one more, maybe to round off. And then that's going to be personal. There's not going to be any guests, just me and you guys in the closet. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Omnivore podcast. Till next time, this is me signing off and Nathaniel saying
bye, guys. Since she said there's no guest again this year, we'll see next year now.
Yeah, no.
Maybe by that time we would have blown. Yeah. So we'll have different things to talk about. Rewind. Rich people talk. Yes, that's how
exactly.
We do it.
So here's some more money.
Omnivore Podcast.